The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 7-1 in conference play and 10-1 overall. Ohio State hosts Michigan on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions.
We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ben Axelrod, Land of 10.
Hey, Coach. After the Maryland game, I noticed you guys filmed a video, the Mannequin Challenge, that went kind of viral on social media. I'm just wondering, as a program, have you increased the emphasis that you've put on building a social media following in the last year?
Oh, yeah. We hired a gentleman that's all he does for us, and he's done fantastic. I don't follow it that closely, but I trust Mark Pantone, who's in charge of all that. So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going out.
What are the benefits for a program to have a strong following with that?
Well, it's all we care about is recruiting and the brand, and it's you don't have to wait for people to write stories about you. You can write your own stories via social media, and that's kind of the world in 17 to 22 year olds are in 6 to 8 second, 10 second video shots, and that's why we did it.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hi, Urban. I was wondering, I know you don't spend a lot of time defensively on this game, but if Amara Darbo, number 82 from Michigan, jumps out at you at all, or what have you heard from your defensive coaches about that wide receiver?
Oh, terrific receiver. They have three NFL guys that we know very well, and he's gets better and better and a great player.
And the other thing, obviously, Dontre Wilson, Corey Smith weren't part of the package last week and stuff. Will they be around this week? Will they be part of your plans?
Yeah, Dontre has been cleared to play from his injury, and then also Corey Smith had the pin taken out of his wrist, and that's why he couldn't play last week. And will remain to be seen, but I think he's going to be okay.
Oh, thanks, man.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, you've been in a lot of different types of rivalry games. This one is considered the greatest rivalry in college football. From your perspective of being an assistant coach, a kid growing up watching it, and now being the head coach, can you just put into words why it's the best of the rivalries?
Well, I'm very biased, and I'm very respectful of all rivalries. But I grew up in the 70s, and this was a time when Bo Schembechler and Woody Hayes, two programs that were at the top of the food chain, and what I remember and what I make perfectly clear to our players is that the amount of respect that I learned in this rivalry from those two great coaches was real. And the two coaches worked for each other. The two coaches, one of Coach Hayes' last days, he went to and help induct Bo Schembechler in Dayton, Ohio. So the fight is there at the highest level, but there's also respect.
And is this just another game and another week of practice, or is there more to it? And if so, how do you as a coach approach that and get that through to your players?
No, there's much more to it. This is a year-round preparation game, and it's something that we take very seriously.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Eric Seeger, 11warriors.com.
Urban, I know you don't put too much stock into rankings, but the Big Ten has three teams in the top five of the AP poll for the first time in 56 years, and there's also four in the top eight. And I'm just wondering how you've kind of seen the conference shift to become one of the more dominant in college football.
Oh, I made a comment earlier. I remember in 2012 when I was first hired here, I was shocked about the disrespect on the national level of the Big Ten, and I didn't understand it because I never felt that way. But what's happened is people were winning. People are winning bowl games. People are recruiting very fine players. The atmospheres in these stadiums are second to none, and very proud of our conference.
How much of that kind of goes back to getting some you know, high-level coaches like yourself and Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, and just kind of bringing all of the attention and just the winning ways to the conference?
Well, the first thing is players. You know, last year we had that, you know, one of those unique draft situations where so many players drafted, and you see so many NFL players through this conference. So it starts with players, but and then recruiting, and then obviously a very good coaching staff. So that's all the above is very important.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from David Mercer, Associated Press.
Afternoon. Can you talk a little bit about how you plan offensively when you've got, you know, a big feature back like Ezekiel Elliott versus when you have, you know, tailback by committee and you can rotate guys through?
I'm not sure I understood the question. How do we game plan with a guy like Zeke versus a guy that?
Yeah. And I guess is there an advantage one way or the other if you have, you know, guys you can run in and out of the game and keep them fresh versus a guy you want to get 30 carries?
There's always an advantage when you have the best tailback in college football. And the guy that we have right now is really developing, and a 1,000-yard rusher is a freshman. So, once again, I apologize for, you know, we don't really rotate tailbacks. We do have another guy that's a very unique skill set, Curtis Samuel. So, you take Kurt and Zeke Elliott any day. And Mike Weber's heading in that direction as well.
All right, thanks.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Obviously, the offensive line is going to be pivotal in this game. How well do you feel they're playing, and what do you think of the matchup that they're going to have against Michigan?
Well, this will be the best D-line we faced, and our offensive line has been getting better and better, and that will be a big part of this game.
There's been obviously some criticism of the way they played last week. Obviously, the conditions were not terrible for passing, which made it more one-dimensional. Were you generally pleased with how they played?
Yeah, I was generally pleased with the offensive line.
Yes.
Yeah, I was pretty pleased against a team that was loaded up versus the run, and every time we did try to throw, it didn't work out very well. So, yeah, I don't think we played great, but we got the win.
Thank you, Robert.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Phil Harrison, College Football News.
Hey, Coach. You got some experience in this rivalry early on, not only as a fan, but as a graduate assistant. Just curious to know how this rivalry has changed from that perspective and style of play, and just has the rivalry changed generally overall from then to what you're experiencing now?
Well, I don't think it's changed at all. I think this rivalry is bigger than 2016. We're trying to enhance it and be a big part of it and be a part of history. But I don't, to be honest with you, I don't give it much thought other than incredible amount of respect for this rivalry and humbled to be a part of it.
Thank you, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Coach, thank you for your time and best of luck this weekend.